So this is our Friday show, build up to the FA Cup. I'm recording it on Tuesday. It's going out first thing on Thursday morning. It is called the Friday show. But that's because the FA Cup now sprawls. The FA Cup now sort of starts on Thursday. They'd start it on Wednesday if they could, because they can't do anything now on a Monday because there's league games. It's all complicated. Every match, just to be clear, will be decided on the day. There are no replays. There will be extra time. There will be penalties. It's actually, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful to anyone who I'm about to have on, and including my first guest, Michael Bailey, it's actually a slightly dull FA Cup draw this year, third round. A lot of the interest and ties that there would normally be have unfortunately been drawn the wrong way around. Accrington versus Liverpool will be more interesting than Liverpool versus Accrington. Peterborough versus Everton will be more interesting than Everton versus Peterborough. You can go on all the way through. Newcastle versus Bromley would also be more interesting. Obviously, the absolute belter is Tamworth entertaining Tottenham Hotspur. That one will be special. But we will start off with one, which is Championship versus Premier League. I've got Michael Bailey to talk about Norwich City, who are going to face Brighton and Hove Albion. Unbeaten in four. But I want to start with a bit of history, a bit of backstory for listeners, Michael. There was a big move in the summer after Norwich did not come up through the playoffs to let David Wagner go and to move on with a new manager. His name is Johannes Hoff. Thorup. He's very, very young. He's coming from Denmark. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been going pretty well, I think. I guess a lot of that, it's a loaded question in a way, because it depends what your expectations are, I think.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I thought David Wagner did a remarkable job in the circumstances where kind of a lot of people didn't really want him at the club anymore to get Norwich into the playoffs, and there wasn't much joy from the football that was being played, or it seemed like the club itself was a bit lost. So I guess the reset is as much about getting a project together that everyone can get behind over the coming years. And that has worked to a degree because, you know, the supporters in large patches are happy with some of the football they've seen, with some of the results, some of the drama, whilst probably knowing that this is a mid-table club that is going to struggle to get into the playoffs in the Championship this year and really be a contender for promotion